Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have a guest today from Cairo, from Egypt, Professor Dr. Amir Saleh. He is a specialist of At-Tibb an-Nawawi prophetic medicine and alternative medicine. Inshallah, he'll be also delivering a speech tomorrow in the LMC. Amader kache ajke ekjon mehman ashen Mishor theke. Tini ekjon boro professor. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chikitsa bigyaner upore je somosto bishoy ache ei bishoye tini parodorshi. Alhamdulillah, amra mehman ke peyechi. Jazakumullah khairan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا محمد عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف بإذن الله الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وزِد وبارِك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أيها الأحبة في الله، سلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. يقول المولى سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. هنيئا لكم بالخير يا من لبيتم نداء ربكم وأقبلتم على بيت من بيوته لا ترجون إلا طاعته ولا تخشون إلا من عذابه. أدعو لكم فأقول: طبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. طبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. طبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. ثم أما بعد، رب العزة سبحانه وتعالى يثني على نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقول: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. نعم أيها الأحبة في الله، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المزداة، هو الصراط المستقيم صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. من اتبع سنته فاز في الدنيا وربح في الآخرة، ومن أعرض عن هذه السنة وعن ذكر رب العالمين فإن له في هذه الحياة الدنيا أن يعيش فيها حياة ضيقة، حياة ملؤها الكرب والتعب. فالمولى يقول عز وجل: ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. قال: رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا؟ قال: كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. Dear brother and sister in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He sent him as a mercy to mankind. And when I say mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Arabic language, He make it without al. That's mean it cover all aspect of mercy. Mercy in every aspect in our life. Mercy in our self. You can live in your, with yourself in a mercy, with your family, in your job, with your neighbor. Mercy, if you do anything in your life, you have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to mankind, I'm not saying to the Muslim or Arabs, no, he came to the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. For everybody. Everybody will follow his steps. He will win in this life and in the hereafter. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent the messenger. Allah, when he created us, he know what is good, what is bad for ourselves, for our relation, for our life. So he sends the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us an example how to live this life with the mercy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes the Muslim believe the Prophet just came us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the five pillars of Islam. That's it. The Prophet Muhammad said, no. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لُؤْتَمِّمْ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. That means the five pillars in Islam, it is just a way to achieve the good behavior, the good manner, to be a good Muslim, a good human being. And this mercy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will just focus about certain aspects of his mercy. Now the human being are suffering a lot from these diseases, illness. If you ask any brother, I have my liver, I have my lung, I have diabetes, hypertension, whatever the disease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created this body, and he mentioned, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنْ تَقْوِيمٍ. That's mean in the best way. But the human being doesn't want to keep it in the best way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. But we say, no, we will eat. No problem, it is allowed, you know. Allah said, and don't eat too much. Eat and drink, but don't eat too much. It is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But most of us, they figure it's just a word, you know. They said, it is mubah. Let us eat. Overfeeding, and when he get high cholesterol level or heart problem, he come and blame himself. No, nobody blaming himself, because he didn't follow the guide of the Quran. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, بحسب ابن آدم لقيمات. لقيمات, that's few bites. يقمن بها صلبه, just to straight upright. And now the people don't eat just a few. No, they need to eat too much food at the same time. This one, just one of the examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned about the halal food, he didn't just make it as a statement to eat halal and don't eat. No, he said, كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And don't follow the steps of the devil, of the shaitan. Somebody said, why? About food? Yes. كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. It has to be something halal and good. Don't say, I will eat this chicken, it is halal, but is expired date. It is not right. You are not following the Allah ordered. And don't come after that, say, I have a problem in my liver. I have a problem in my colon. I have a problem in my heart. You didn't follow the guides of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if we look to the mercy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about food, you can read hundreds of these ayahs since you start with Al-Fatiha until Surah An-Nas. Orders about food. And you didn't give enough attention to what you are eating. And if you look to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. You have to look about what you eat. But some people said, oh no, just take it. It's good. And you look to the mercy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he gave us certain remedies, certain prescriptions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gave it to you, he gave it to all mankind. The people who will eat with olive oil, for example, they will have less heart problem. It is a fact now. But we are, as a Muslim, we have to wait until somebody do research about it. No, the Sahaba of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to do it because they know it is ibadah, it is worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to follow the steps in all aspects of his life, because he's a rahmat al-muhda, the mercy to mankind. Now, if you look to what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want to summarize the happiness of this life, he said, man bata aminan fi sirbih, mu'afan fi badanih, ma'ahu quta yawmih, faqad hizat lahu ad-dunya bihazafiriha. The person who has good safety, he feels safe in his home. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave us the safety in this community. I'm coming from a place now from Egypt. You can see the safety is not good these days. You can go to Palestine, there is no safety these days. If you go to Kashmir, there is no safety these days. Some places has no safety. The people doesn't feel this happiness. If you have all the wealth of the life, but you are not happy because you are not safe in your place. The Prophet Muhammad summarized, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, summarized the happiness of human being in three aspects. Man bata aminan fi sirbi, say, mu'afan fi badani, has a good health. Ma'ahu quta yawmi, he has enough food for his day. But the people, if you look to what he said it in a sequences. The people don't look by this way. They invert the condition. They look from back. No, I need to save money, to collect, running behind the dunya, and collect the money from haram. And after that, he becomes suffering from disease, suffering from illness, because he didn't follow the steps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brother in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this life integrated with his orders. If you break the law or the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the one, the only one you will suffer in this life. If you look to the conference of alcohol in the United States this year, they said about the traffic, this car accidents, a lot of people get killed from these drunk drivers. What they mentioned in the conclusion, they said, we have to have the zero alcohol in the blood of the driver of the car. Zero, that's mean. No alcoholism. You have to go to follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 10 countries which has the HIV, there is no Muslim countries between these 10 countries, between South Africa and the United States and the other 8 countries. They start to search, why? They said, because fornication is prohibited in the religion of Islam. So the White House, they have something, it's called abstinence for sex before marriage. Abstinence, that's to stop sex before marriage. Why? Because they has to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders by force. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what is good. What is good for us. And he gave us a great advice and the great orders. Don't waste your life. Don't destroy your life. You have to follow the path of the Prophet Muhammad to win in this life and to be in the hereafter in the heaven with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله الرحمن الرحيم قيوم السماوات والأرضين الذي لا عز إلا في طاعته ولا غنى إلا في الافتقار إليه سبحانه 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 ما عبدناه حق عبادته وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله كلمة من أجلها أرسل الرسل وأنزلت الكتب وأقيم من أجلها سوق الجنة والنار وقسمت الخلائق ما بين المؤمنين والكفار فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أيها الأحبة في الله الله سبحانه وتعالى since he created Adam he gave us a sharp instruction and he made an example in front of Adam's eye and he told us about the story he want to summarize the story and to load Adam with knowledge before he come to the earth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf he mentioned وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a story. Adam and all angels included Iblis, he said, humble to Adam. All of them followed the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except one. إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه الله سبحانه وتعالى said أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا he summarized all the story you will follow Iblis and his followers Instead of Allah guidance, it is a bad choice. بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا Why you change? You have good and bad, but you choose the bad way. That's in everything in your life. You have the test daily, every hours. أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَزُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدَوْ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا You, every single minute in your life, you are in this test. And try to select, to choose which side you will go. With Allah's orders, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, or you will say, no, I don't care. Three words in the Western community, Western life. I used to live in the United States. They have three words used to say, I'm not interested. I don't care, it is not fair. This is the three words. But look to underline of these three words, it is a kufr. When you say, I don't care about my religion when I eat. I don't care about my religion to eat haram or halal. I don't care about my work to get the money from good or bad. I don't care to raise my children in a right or a bad way. I don't care. It is not a right word. Don't say it. You care about your religion because your religion it's something precious better than your blood and your bone we always raising our kids of God for education we need to send them to this school we need him a doctor but we didn't think we need to raise our children to go to heaven Sometimes we walk the child, okay, get up, you have now to have a tutoring lesson. But we never walk him up to go to Quran lessons. Which choice you will take? So this is the first word, I don't care. The other one, he said, it is not fair. What about it is not fair? Sometimes we say it in the right way and sometimes we say it in the wrong way. We say it is not fair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distribute his goods. Everybody is equal, but with different ways. Don't look to your brother, oh, he got a good health, but you get the money. You got the children, he got that certificate. You got a big house, he has a big car. Everybody take equal. Never say it is not fair, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-adl subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never mention this word and repeat it. You care and it is fair, because Allah, the distributor of goods to everyone. And don't try to live your life like, I'm sorry to mention this word, but we have to say it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُ. Don't live like animals, or maybe sometimes more lower than animals. Last night I came from the airport, I see the people here. They are living like animals, dancing, laughing, do it. So I raised my hand, I said, oh Almighty Allah, اللهم كما فرحتهم في الدنيا فرحهم يوم القيامة. اللهم كما فرحتهم في الدنيا فرحهم يوم القيامة. اللهم كما فرحتهم في الدنيا فرحهم يوم القيامة. Somebody said, oh, they are kafirs. Why you say that about them? I said, this is a word as a mercy. Look to the title of this khutbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his prophet as a mercy for every mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And if he will give him the happiness in the hereafter, he will forgive what they did and he will accept their tawbah and their belief, and they will die as a Muslims. أقول قولي هذا وأصلي وأسلم على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الأولين, وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين, وصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما, وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما, ولا تجعلنا يا ربنا, ولا تجعل بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها, وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها, أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة, وعند الموت شهادة, وبعد الموت جنات عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. اللهم احشرنا مع الأنبياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين, وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تطهر قلوبنا من الغل والحسد, وأعيننا من الخيانة, وأيدينا من الحرام, وبيوتنا من شياطين الجن والإنس. اللهم طهر أعمالنا من الرياء, وأموالنا من الربا. اللهم كن معنا ولا تكن علينا, اعطنا ولا تحرمنا. اللهم بارك لنا في أبنائنا وفي أزواجنا وفي ذرياتنا. اللهم اجعلهم حجة لنا لا علينا. اللهم ثقل لنا بهم الموازين. اللهم ثقل لنا بهم الموازين, وارفعنا وإياهم في أعلى عليين, واسكننا وإياهم الفردوس الأعلى أجمعين. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب دعانا, فاستجب دعانا, فاستجب دعانا, فاشف مرضانا, وارحم موتانا, وسد الدين عن المدينين. اللهم سد الدين عن المدينين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم أقم دولة الإسلام وخلافة الرحمن وحكم القرآن. اللهم انصر المسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب العالمين. اللهم وحد كلمتهم وسدد رميتهم واهلك عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ارحم والدينا كما ربيانا صغارا. رب اغفر لهم وارحمهم, وأكرم نزلهم, ووسع مدخلهم, واغسلهم من خطاياهم بالماء والثلج والبرد. رب ارحم والدينا, رب اغفر لهم وارحمهم, وارحم مشايخنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولهم, وكن معنا ومعهم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك ومن النيران. ربي دعوناك فاستجب دعانا، فاستجب دعانا، فاستجب دعانا، فاستجب دعانا، فاشف مرضانا، وارحم موتانا، وسد الدين عن المدينين. وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وأقم الصلاة.